Clock News, and the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 today, Sunday the 15th of September. The general synopsis at midday: new high expected Irish Sea 1031 by midday tomorrow, high white 1029 dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours: Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra, east 40s, southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, showers, moderate or good. West 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, westerly or northwesterly, backing southerly or southeasterly later, 3 to 5, occasionally 2 later. Showers at first, mainly good. Dogger, cyclonic, becoming northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Fisher, German Bight, southwest, veering north or northwest 3 to 5. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, southwest, veering north, then northeast later 3 to 5. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good. White, Portland, Plymouth, North Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 3 to 5 later. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. South Biscay, South Fitzroy, northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in South Fitzroy. Fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly 3 to 5 in North Fitzroy. Drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lundy, Fastnet, west veering east 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in Lundy. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Shannon, variable 2 to 4, becoming south 4 to 6. Occasional rain, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rockall, west 3 to 5, backing south 5 to 7. Fair, then rain, good, becoming moderate or poor. Malin, Hebrides, west backing south or southwest 4 to 6, decreasing 3 for a time, occasionally 7 later in Hebrides. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Bailey, west backing south or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Fair Isle, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in west. Showers, mainly good. Faroes, southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in southeast Iceland, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeasterly 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. That's the shipping forecast. Now the general weather forecast. Here's Elizabeth Ruzzini.
Thanks, Richard. Well, it will feel very much this week as if late summer is making a return. Plenty of sunshine throughout the week. High pressure will be dominant. It's largely dry and settled, and it will be feeling warmer too by day and also by night. But there will be some mist and fog patches forming. So tonight then, it's turning dry everywhere. Showers clearing away from Scotland, and that rain will curl away from East Anglia too into the North Sea this evening. For southern England, still a bit of cloud lingering on, but everywhere else, clear skies. It's pretty much clear all night, and there will be some patches of mist and fog forming now, especially across northwest England and into the Midlands, perhaps into parts of Wales as well. But we could see some patches of fog form just about anywhere. Light winds and lows of 8 to 14 degrees Celsius. Chillier than that, though, towards northeast England, and milder still in the far south underneath that cloud. Tomorrow, not a lot to say really weather-wise. Poor visibility for some where that fog forms through the morning, and that will take some time to lift and clear, but it will do so. There'll be lots of sunshine around, light winds, a little cloudier perhaps for Northern Ireland later on through the day, and the small chance of an isolated shower or two across parts of Kent. But we'll see temperatures climb to 17 to 20 degrees Celsius quite widely, maybe 21 Celsius for central and eastern areas of England. There'll be more mist and fog patches forming on Monday night.
That was Elizabeth Ruzzini at the BBC Weather Centre.
They were all dead, finally. Everyone who had to be.
The BBC National Short Story Award 2024.
Oh my, the fragrances.
Hear all five of the shortlisted stories across this week.
Slowly, she savoured each mouthful.
He took off his shoes and socks and let the brown water swallow his toes.
The BBC National Short Story Award in partnership with Cambridge University.
Ooh la la.
This Monday to Friday afternoon at 3:30 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Okay, so I think now we are finished.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Mark Forrest. Good evening.